All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, is there is something going on in this town where we have turned into Cialis City. Seriously.
Explain that, please.
Well, this city's gone limp. It's gone soft. And basically, if you don't parrot the party line of these teams and you're not a lemming, you're somehow the Antichrist. You need to see Cialis. Man, you got to pump up that flagpole because something is not right here. Think about this. We haven't won a championship in this town in 15 years. We've only won one in 20 years. And yet, whether I bring up dissatisfaction with the Wings and the Steve Botts come out, we talk about saying Carlton Davis is a good football player, but I wanted more out of this offseason. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What did you just say? I really like the work Brad Holmes has done, but I'm unimpressed with free agency. Oh, my God, you son of a beeswax. Then this Scott Harris thing is the most mystical of all. Oh, I'm sorry. Is Theo Epstein inside that body and he's going to unzip himself? Because Scott Harris did nothing last year when he got here. And we all said, fine, you want to learn how crappy this team is. Then he got bamboozled at the deadline by E-Rod. And we went into an offseason this year where he essentially mocked people for wanting, I don't know, a free agent of note. And all you offered was the dead body of Jack Flaherty, Frankenstein at third base, and Mark Canha. And I'm like, Matt Chapman, 3 at 54? Who's that hurting? And, oh, here come the Scott Botts. So my whole thing is, why are you more upset at people like me who want more for you than you are the people who largely are doing inaction versus action at their job? Oh, boy, here he's raising his hand. Here we go.
I think I can answer that question.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's because you're not qualified. And by you, I mean you, me, David, Kenny, everybody in this show, if you speak and go against the grain. You're not qualified enough to say what they should or should not do because they know it. They know their job. You just do radio and stick to that.
So because I'm not a chef, I can't offer you an opinion on a restaurant?
Exactly. You don't tell me how to cook something. I know better than that. Your suggestion could work. And could all of a sudden be the greatest thing ever. But you're not qualified. So it's why, yes. I mean, when I saw Danielle Hunter and the deal that he signed, I was angry. I was angry for Lions fans because that's somebody you deserve for that price.
Two at 49 for 2 years.
So if you were worried about, well, what about when Aiden's contract comes up? Doesn't matter. He's gone. But it helps you right now. That's something you should be upset about. That's something you should be mad about because that helps you get better. But when I have to hear, no, Brad knows what he's doing. Okay, you know what? It's almost like the little pat on the head. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, but Lion fans behaving that way is the equivalent of seeing your first breast and thinking you're Hugh Hefner. Yes, congratulations. You've sipped from the chalice of not being ass. I must have missed the 7 Super Bowls. Like, I just watched Bill Belichick get run out of New England. Brad Holmes is really good at what he does.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I can't want more and be desperate to want that parade.
But it's an arrogance of, this is what I do. It's not what you do.
That's fine.
Thanks,
Oh, okay.
But no thanks.
So I guess no one's qualified to critique a radio show, a movie, or a TV show because they don't have one. No, that's not how the world works. Bro, grow up.
I'm with you. I've told you the story of certain people back in the day when I was begging them, hey, there's this kid named Sauce Gardner. He's really good, MSU. He's dying to come here. Thank you. Thank you. We got this.
Yeah, and look, I just take an approach, and look, the wings is how we opened, and we'll get to those phone calls, but I don't think it's wrong to be critical of the people in these positions. I don't understand how you, many of you, not all of you, many of you have given up your right to think for yourself, and I don't get that. What is sports for? Sports is entertainment. That's like watching a movie from a director you like, but you don't like this particular movie and you go, eh, it was great because his prior work's great. What? No, you talk about it. I don't think Rico's wrong for saying, wow, Danielle Hunter, 2-49. Where were we?
I mean, because you have the money. He fits a need. You don't have to rely on some rookies. Okay, so you know what? You make that deal and we look ridiculous for saying, well, you're not trying hard enough. You know what? We had this in place. So here you go, Detroit. You got to pay. Aiden now has a playmate. We're going to bring in two guys off the edge. This thing's going to work. You don't have to blitz constantly because you could just rush for. Nah, we know what we're doing. And you're being told by everybody, like you said, the echo chamber, Brad knows what he's doing.
It's this weird phenomenon.
Scott knows what he's doing. Steve knows what he's doing.
Yeah, the problem is I don't see a title in any of their cases.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, the reality is,
yes, nobody sticks up for Troy.
Honestly, 7-220 or 70-220. I mean, come on. My God. But yeah, I mean, you get my point.
Yeah.
Like it even trickles down into Juwan Howard and Tom Izzo. This is free pass city. Blue pill city.
It is.
I just don't get it anymore.
Because if you bring this city, if you are successful one time, that's enough to buy you some years. If you're successful a couple of times, you got a lifetime deal. So the Steve bots, as you like to call them, Steve won you multiple titles. So you're allowed to do whatever it takes. Harbaugh, he was the captain. That was Bo's captain.
Think about this.
So he was allowed to get the time, and then it worked out. So that way you can say.
One of the biggest cheating scandals.
I understand, but it worked out. So see, you don't rush to just fire people.
I'm not firing it. See, that's the other thing. And again, this is really society more than anything else. Computers and social media and this ability to tailor your experiences in life where you only get the things you agree with has really ripped away the latest generation's ability to think for themselves. Like you'll get a lot of these people generally younger calling this show. They can't think for themselves. They can only be told what to think by their talking points. And this whole Brad is telling you who he is. No, we know what he wants to do. And respect it. It doesn't mean we have to abide. You're not telling us anything we don't know. Oh, Brad told you. Guys, but see, your parents tell you things all the time. It doesn't mean you agree with them.
It doesn't mean they're always right either. The Danielle Hunter thing really just sent me off the edge. It's like, you had the money. It's a 2-year deal. If you're so worried about stuff down the line, you don't have to worry about it. It'll be gone.
You know what's funny? You look at their cap table, and I know it's not perfect. You know, so much of it is fluid. You know, the projected cap next year, even if it goes up to just, let's say it went up $15 million, half of what it went up this year. They'd have roughly like $145 million in cap space. Now, you're going to pay guys. That number is going to get a lot smaller. My point is, man, I see what the Eagles are doing. I see what the Niners. Exactly. For a 2-year commitment, if you didn't want to get down on Brian Burns 5 years, I get that. I do. Would I still have looked at it? Well, sure. You didn't want to go with Wilkins. 4-year commitment, not an A. Okay. Cool.
But a 2-year commitment that costs you no draft picks.
Correct.
And money that you have that everybody else is restructuring deals in order to free up cap space.
And you know what Danielle Hunter makes me feel? It makes me feel better about Carlton Davis. It makes me feel better about the kid they signed.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You're going to bring the rush on the quarterback, so that means that the opposing quarterback won't have that same amount of time.
Right.
So that Davis and other those, they'll look a lot better.
Well, like the fear I have is like, okay, DJ Reader is going to visit this week. And on surface, DJ Reader is a really good football player. The problem is DJ Reader is either 29 or 30, and he is now torn both quads. Both. And if you talk to anyone in physical therapy, like how hard of a rehab is that? It is one of the two or three most brutal. He's now done it in both legs.
He'll be 30 by the beginning of the season.
Okay. And that's the guy the Lions are after. So if you look at the offseason and I go, Carlton Davis, always hurt. DJ Reader off 2 catastrophic injuries in, I believe, 4 years. I think 20 he blew the left quad, and then last year he blew the right. The point is, injured. Mosley back, off 2 ACLs. That scares me, and I have a right to be scared based on last year you lit $20 million on fire signing Mosley, Sutton, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and 2 of the 3 were hurt all year. And you signed Mosley knowing he wasn't going to be back right away. Now, him playing 2 snaps and then dying again, bad luck. I'm just making a point. I can't be mad at Rico. I don't know why some of you are more angry at Rico for saying the Danielle Hunter thing than you are your team not pursuing it.
Oh,
that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're a Lions fan. I know winning. I know winning formula.
Why do you have to be a fan to say I'd really like a guy who could produce 17 sacks next year? I don't. Why?
Because, well, you don't have the Lions' best interest at heart. Actually, I do because I work in Detroit.
Can't help you.
Watching you guys and the joy that you had last year was fun to watch. I know you don't believe me, but it was. I was, like, genuinely happy. And now I'm trying to help you and say the teams that you're going to be competing against got better. You need to do the same. You had that opportunity.
I'd like to know from the people, what was your reaction to Danielle Hunter when you only saw 2 years, 49, not 5 at 150, not 4 at 110, 2 at 49? Was there any part of you that is willing to call a radio show and go, yeah, I kind of wish we did that? Or is it full steam ahead with the C and D list signings? Carlton Davis is a B. He's not an A lister. He's a B. He's a B list.
Don't know if Danielle Hunter would have fit the culture.
And more of the Red Wings stuff, because I do think it's okay to criticize. If they don't make the playoffs, come on, man. You can't say this rebuild's going well. Can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.